Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of the always freaky, the always geeky Freaks and Geeks. I am your host, April, and tonight we are going to take you on a journey to learn about the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, or HARP. But before we begin, I want to invite all of our listeners to go ahead and check out our Facebook page and give us a like. Join our community. We are working on our set list right now and for the next few months. And so we will be posting that soon. And it's stuff made up of suggestions that we've gotten from you guys, things that we've just kind of discovered in our little geeky midnight wanderings across Wikipedia. You know how it is. I mean, that's kind of what everybody does, right? Go on those weird YouTube holes. 2 hours later, you emerge and you're like, the world is a dark and scary place. Well, that's where we get our episodes. I mean, as is definitely seen tonight, because we're doing HARP, and that's definitely a YouTube search that went way too far. Anyway, so drop us a message. Let us know. Hang out. Be a part of the community. Talk to us. We're normal people. And we love to talk to people, so just hit us up. Well, tonight I'm joined by my favorites, Carrie.
Hello, hello.
Stacy.
Hey, everyone.
And, of course, the caramel cords himself, Christopher.
Nice and rested. Ready to get out there and
nice
do
and
some
rested.
Auroral research.
Did you nap?
Auroral. I napped and I just woke up about 10 minutes ago.
Nice.
And she looks lovely. She's just glowing.
I am glowing.
I'm not going to lie. Was that from Christopher's auroral research?
It was not. We went to the Mexican place, and as you know, Texas has some bomb-ass Mexican food, so we went to the Mexican place. I had a big old plate of fish tacos, that's like literal, I'm not being figurative, literal fish tacos.
The waitress.
Fucking delicious. And, had a big old margarita, and then just, you know, came home and passed the fuck out.
Nice.
And that's how life should be.
Yeah. That was probably a good, 45-minute nap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was out.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Fucking out.
I came in there and petted you, and you didn't even wake up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we are. Okay. So let's get right to it. High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, or HARP. It's a name that sounds like something straight out of science fiction, right? Well, despite the sound of its name, HARP is actually a very real thing. And right now, it's at home here in the United States. Located in Gakona, Alaska, HARP is officially labeled as an ionospheric research facility owned by the University of Alaska and jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force and Navy. Although I will say, did I happen to know, from whatever reason, that the Air Force is the one that guards the facility, much like Area 51.
I mean, that's not quite surprising.
No, it's not.
The Navy should probably stay out to sea.
Probably.
You just have a chip on your shoulder.
Be kind.
Given that he just has a thing for seamen. Given the nature of his research.
Watching them drown in the water.
Huh?
Watching them drown in the water to get flushed down.
Okay, you need to go take a nap, because given the nature of its research and the presence of high-powered surveillance equipment associated to its construction, conspiracy theories abound. Ghost has heard them. He is highly upset. A good many of them nefarious in nature, but what is the actual truth? Is HARP just a harmless ionospheric research site, or is it some doomsday weather control program wreaking havoc on the world? Has anyone ever heard of this before, HARP?
I mean, I've heard of doomsday programs. Chemtrails, babe.
No, but have you heard of HARP specifically?
Yeah, they're little things that people play.
Oh my god, Christopher,
oh,
HARP.
Lord.
Who's on target tonight? Who's on target?
It's whoever you want to be, babe.
Oh my God.
So I have heard of Heart before and actually listened to a couple of other podcasts ahead of this episode.
Look at you. That is amazing.
I watched the show
surprised.
I watched the show with Jesse Ventura where he tries to dispel the myths of Harp.
Yeah.
Jesse, what is he going to do? Body slam him?
No, Jesse Ventura is best friends with your boy, the lizard guy.
Josh Gates?
No. No, like conspiracy theorist that has like survival.
What do you mean your boy? I hate the freaking Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Yeah, your boy Alex Jones. So
don't
Alex,
call him
Alex
my boy.
Jones. So Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura
your boy.
Have a joint show about conspiracies, including one where they say that the water in the world is actually disappearing, which I found to be very interesting. But
we're getting more water, actually.
Do what?
Yeah,
we're getting more water, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, right. It's kind of it's the same concept of people who think climate change is going the opposite way and not heating up the planet, but cooling it off.
Well, eventually,
Mother
Earth is going to swing it back the other way.
Are they also flat earthers?
I would not put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past them, but I don't think they've actually come out and said they go for flat earth. But I mean, flat earth is kind of the bottom of the barrel when it comes to conspiracy theory. There's really nowhere else to go.
This is true.
I'm Jesse Ventura is not a flat earther.
Well, that's
because
one,
the Flat Earth Society is seeking to demonstrate for him that the Earth is in fact flat.
Well, good luck with that. But I will tell you one thing that Jesse Ventura is a goddamn sexual tyrannosaur.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, because he's been extinct for many years, and thank God for that.
I thought you were kind of referring that he has, like, short arms and a big dick, but I don't know. I was just kind of wondering how you knew that.
It's from the movie. It's from Predator.
So it's literally called Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. I'm just ignoring Christopher's dick remarks.
I'm not even the one who's
just ignoring you.
I made the dick remark.
I watched a couple episodes of that show.
It's hilarious.
Very.
Is it based off of like?
It's like
cringe moments or what is it?
No, it's like if Josh Gates had been a professional wrestler 35 years ago, and then was in one good movie, and then was in government
a bunch
for some reason, and then was just freebasing nonstop, and then went on TV.
Yeah,
to talk about conspiracy
the
theories. It's actually really hilarious.
Talk.
Interesting.
Let me see. Oh, it's the very first one. The very first episode in the very first season is about Harp.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it must be important.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I think
he has strong
convictions about that.
He does. So it's Harp, 9/11, global warming, Big Brother, secret societies, Manchurian candidate.
Big Brother, like the show?
No, like the government is Big Brother.
Oh.
No, like 1984.
I was going to say,
Pizzagate?
Christopher, have you ever read a book before? But I know you have, so.
I've been forced to read books. I've read Harry Potter books.
I'm currently rereading the Harry Potter books.
They're wonderful. Actually, I've started putting together a list of books that like to get for me in April of true crime variety.
I'm about to buy this series of shows so we can watch them together.
Conspiracy
shows? Yeah.
That's what we're going to be going to bed to.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah, so
amazing.
I'm going to be dreaming about Jesse Ventura trying to explain to me why.
I bet you will.
The government's trying
I'm
to kill us.
I'm actually
humanzies. There's a
I'm
whole
episode
about
interested. I'm actually kind of interested what's on this book list that Chris is devising since he doesn't read.
Also, I am. Yes. Yeah. Me
I
too.
Sent it to you.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you pay attention to things that I send you.
I don't pay attention.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So let's bring everyone back now and start with a bit of history.
I'm gonna have to go 1950s on you and bend you over my knee.
Oh my God. So Christopher. Okay. So let me explain that. Christopher saw an ad, and I'm sure that we've all seen it. It's this ad of, like, I don't know, it's like coffee beans or some shit. And it says, you know, like, don't let him find out that you haven't been store testing whatever for freshness. And it's this picture of this husband, and his back is to you, and the wife is bent over his knee, and he's spanking her. But, like, his hand is just up in the air. You can tell that that's what's happening. And nice. Christopher was like, what is this? And I was like, it's an ad from 1950. And he's like, what is happening? I was like, the husband is spanking the wife. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? He's spanking his wife. I was like, yeah, in the 1950s, when women misbehaved, some men would spank their wives. It was like a socially acceptable thing. He was like, jeez. What?
Some fucked
angel
up shit.
Baby.
Just had no idea that this was a thing.
You know what? I'm just going to go with the Matrix on this one and say ignorance is bliss.
Well, he had legit no idea.
I would have been happier not knowing that.
Corporal punishment was not just for children back in the day.
America is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, and look at how far we've come. Now we do that shit for pleasure.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, there's some kinky shit going on in here.
Right? Thank me.
I mean, if you let me stay home and my biggest worry was store testing coffee bean freshness, beat me. I'm okay with it.
Here, if you let me stay home and my biggest worry was getting spanked, I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, like, fucking.
Am I going to have to get the paddle out again?
Women today are just going to be like, fuck it, beat me. Okay. I mean, not like beat, but like, beg me. Like, okay, all right.
Carrie, you need to save us from this dark
hole.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Yeah, this is really, it's off the rails already.
I do not mean spousal abuse. For those that are listening, I do not mean that. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, that's not what we're talking about at all.
Well, maybe just a couple whacks to the butt.
Consensual.
Over some coffee beans.
Okay. All right.
Carrie, please.
Nothing beats a good
first began in 1990.
Yes, Miss Carrie.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Hart began in 1990. Senator Ted Stevens assisted in winning congressional approval to build the facility, with construction beginning in 1993. It was designed and constructed by BAE Advanced Technologies, the main project goal being basic scientific research in the uppermost portion of the atmosphere, also known as the ionosphere. The project itself was originally funded by the Office of Naval Research and jointly managed by the ONR and Air Force Research Laboratory, with involvement from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Several other U.S. universities and educational institutions also laid claim to involvement in the development of the project and its instruments, a list which includes Stanford University, Penn State University, Boston College, UCLA, Clemson University, Dartmouth College, Cornell University, Johns Hopkins University, University of Maryland College Park, University of Massachusetts Amherst, MIT, Polytechnic Institute of New York University, Virginia Tech, and the University of Tulsa. I think before we go on, we need a bit more detailed information so we understand where this ionosphere is and what it's made of.
They also, the definition of basic scientific research is that they all wore yoga pants, Uggs, and had pumpkin spice lattes.
Can you mute us as a dog going crazy?
What is he barking at?
Harp.
All right, so let's understand where exactly this ionosphere is, okay? Is this where planes fly, or, you know, like, how high are we talking here? And it's not exactly that. The ionosphere is actually the layer of the Earth's atmosphere that contains a high concentration of ions and free electrons. And it's and because of that, it's able to reflect radio waves. So this is actually about 50 to 600 miles above the Earth's surface. So this is way, way up there. And when you think about it, normal commercial aircraft are typically flying around 33,000 feet or so, which is only like a little bit over 6 miles high. So
it's the 6 mile high club. It's where everybody gets spanked.
Only
you
were
you were muted.
Lame.
So
again, thank you.
I mean, there's going to have to be a new category for it when we have space travel. What are you going to call it? The 10 mile high club?
All I want to know is, if my hair dryer is supercharged with ions, then do they have to go up there and harvest them and bring them back down here for my hair dryer? How's that work?
The silence should show you.
My hairbrush is supercharged with ions, too.
They just rubbed it on a carpet.
I think it's negative ions. I'm not sure which kind of ions. It doesn't really work, though.
Alrighty. So, back on track from April's hair dryer. So, what does this project do exactly? Well, I'm going to tell you. So, this project directs a signal within the 2.8 to 10 megahertz region of the high frequency band, the HF band, and into the ionosphere. HARP's signal may be pulsed or continuous, and its effects, depending on what setting you have it on. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, okay. You're not paying attention?
Oh. I'm reading what you're supposed to be reading.
I literally just said it. I was saying a joke to you in your direction. Nothing, not even phased.
Are you joking about my Hitachi magic wand?
Oh, Lord.
Is that what you're joking about?
Oh, my God.
You know it what? Wasn't about that specifically. No.
You know what?
It was in general.
Does
that pulse?
Oh, it definitely pulses. It'll pulse. It'll whip. It'll mix.
It'll nay-nay.
It'll fucking knead. It'll do whatever you need done.
Oh, shit.
It is a one-stop shop. Yeah.
So HARP signal may be pulsed or continuous.
Should have rated this episode an R instead of PG-13.
Its effects are examined using VHF and UHF radars, which, if you don't know, VHF is very high frequency and UHF is ultra high frequency. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
I did know that.
HF receivers and optical cameras. According to the HARP team, the use of signal transmission and measurement as it hits the ionosphere will advance the study of basic natural processes which occur in the ionosphere under natural but stronger influences of solar interaction. HARP also observes, calculates, and studies how the natural ionosphere affects radio signals. Now, for those of us who aren't huge radio transmission buffs, like myself, because that's part of what I had to do with my time in the Guard, what does all this actually mean? Because this whole description, even through our research team, a for loop, which, you know, all you had to do is come to me. I would have given you the lowdown.
Yeah.
Do you know when they're doing satellite transmissions that they actually have to take the curvature in the Earth into account?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you did.
I did know that.
I bet you did. Did you know that most men who are radio satellite technicians only have girls?
Did you know that most military males only have girls?
Well, I guess I'm in the minority then.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Usually it's based on stress.
Stress? Well, yeah.
That's what I was here to say. So, female fetuses can better withstand high rates of maternal stress than male fetuses can. And that's why there's all girl children in my family.
Interesting.
There you go.
Well,
That's why I had a girl.
Well, I'm kind of a stress-free kind of person. It takes a bit to stress me out. Maybe that's why.
I'm always stressed.
Yeah, that's why you had a girl first.
I do a lot of woo-sawing.
Well, good for fucking you.
Well, see, I just retreat into my nothing box and just let the stress melt away.
I don't have a nothing box.
I know you don't, and it drives you nuts.
I gotta get one of those, too. I need
no, you just need a Hitachi magic wand.
What's a nothing box?
So, there was a YouTube video of a presentation. He was a marital counselor or something like that. But he was funny with his presentation, and he was describing how the brains of men and women work differently, and how men's brains typically work is that we have a box for each thing. And then when we need something, we go into that box, get it, and then when we're done, we put it back in the box and then put the box away. So nothing really ever touches. And then we have one special box. It's a nothing box. It's our favorite box. So we can literally just sit there and do nothing and be happy. Where his description of the female brain was everything is connected. And everything's connected by an emotion, which is why women usually tend to remember things much better than men can. Why April can remember things like years ago, and I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about. And so there's, they don't have a nothing box.
We don't have nothing boxes.
I need a nothing box.
It is. It's fun. It's fun to just sit there and not think.
I enjoy the process of thinking.
I know you do.
I do too, but like I wish I could like meditate or like hit one of those daredevil deprivation tanks.
I want to do one of those float tank things.
Sensory deprivation tanks?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
a
like
float?
The
float, float tank.
It's like floating in salt water. Caroline did that, so maybe we can ask her about that sometime when we have one.
Yeah. I definitely want to try it. One of my buddies actually, you, brother, I have not a clue, but Heather, the girl that was coming on with the dark web episode, she actually loves it so much that she wants to, she's in the process of actually getting her own business, and that's what she wants to do. She wants to have a float center.
Oh, awesome.
So, it helps her disabilities and stuff.
Oh, really?
She's got back problems and like all sorts of stuff. And she says it really helps her. And she's also got anxiety and, you know, the whole
CBD oil,
PTSD and all that. So
I need an IV drip of CBD oil.
I just love, there's tons of billboards around here for CBD. It's just like anxiety, CBD oil.
I need that in my life.
Yeah. But quick thing, it's like a big tub, and it's got water in it with very high salt content, so you float in it like the Dead Sea.
Yep.
Yeah, but wouldn't that like take all the moisture out of your body? I mean, wouldn't that the salt draw out?
Not if you're in water.
Probably, but Epsom salt baths are really good for you, and they dry you out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I would just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I imagine it would probably draw out impurities, too, so.
We'll all have to give it a try. I tell you what, we'll all have to give it a try one day, and then we'll report back to, you know, the listeners what our experiences were in the float tank.
Make sure you don't do it face down.
Well, I'm doing it face down.
You'll get a really, really, real sensory deprivation tank.
it'll just be like the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, and I'll just dry out and, you know, be hung up in like a tourist trap at the beach. It's fun.
Yeah, right on Bikini Bottom.
Well, According to the folks at HARP, the studies will allow the development of means to mitigate ionic ionospheric impact on communication and navigation systems. Sure, it will. Meaning, to put in a clear sort of light where navigation systems are concerned, GPS has roughly 95% accuracy rate, with accommodation for about a 4-meter range of inaccuracy. The researchers on the HARP team believe they might be able to lower that inaccuracy with the work they're doing at the facility in Alaska. That's not all they suspect could benefit from such research, though. The work done could be also be used to advance underwater and underground research and applications. Advances in such fields could improve methods for submarine communications, remote sensing, and mapping of mineral content or even underground complexes. Why do we need that?
That's what they want you to think.
Why do we need to know about underground complexes?
Because we don't know what the fuck's underneath us.
We're looking for more stuff at Göbekli Tepe.
Because that's where the aliens are.
Don't we know more about what's above us than what's beneath us, as far as the water?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the ocean is a scary thing.
That's why NASA's building rocket ships, to get away from it. Well, given that one such application for this area of concern would be the use of HARP's capabilities to measure and map, say, the oil content of the Middle East, it becomes rapidly evident why so many conspiracy theories surround the program. According to the team at HARP, though, the program lacks the technological range to actually map distant areas of the Middle East, but that doesn't mean the technology couldn't eventually be perfected and implemented on a mobile platform. In fact, that's one of the self-admitted goals of the program. I do wonder. Okay.
What do you wonder?
Maybe.
I wonder what you wonder.
Maybe climate change deniers and the government are doing that on purpose to fool the common people while they're using HARP to find underground places to build bunkers to ride out the coming ice age.
Oh, for fucking sure that. Like, okay, can I just put my tinfoil hat on? I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on.
Did you ever take it off?
Let's do it.
I don't take it off very often.
Go ahead, put it on. I'm going to have to tell you to take it off, but go ahead.
It's a hoodie, not a hat.
So in my mind, right, so there are people, there are actually like pretty prominent scientists in the world who have come forward and have said that HARP actually does control the weather. Now, I don't know that that's wholly true. Like, I don't think that they control the weather for the entire Earth. You know, like, that's probably not a thing. But if they could control segments of the weather, then imagine that they could create and cause their own ice age to a certain extent. And then from there, the people that they wanted to survive and to move forward, if they're using it to detect these underground places or, you know, these caverns and stuff like that, then they could then put those people in place in order to survive the snowstorm, which we already know is a thing. We already know that they have underground places that they are stockpiling things. I mean, the Mormons even have one. Scientology has one. The Mormons have one. All these
Mormons have all their genealogy records.
Yeah, they do. And so if all of that, if they could control the weather and they could send us into an ice age or like this in this incredibly, adverse meteorological environment, then only the strong would survive and only the people that were in those places would survive. And they basically could start all over again with a world that was now fresh and pretty much brand new for them.
Jesus Christ, I don't know if I'm quite there with you yet.
So do you know how weather works?
I've been with Jesse Ventura. That's where all of this is coming from.
Do you know how weather works?
So it is a historical fact that in 1915, there was a terrible drought in California. No shocker there, right? So the city of San Diego hired a man named Charles Hatfield, who said he could make it rain. And he did.
Yeah, just threw dollar bills in the air.
Yeah, making it rain.
They paid him $10,000 if he could make it rain. And he did.
And how did he do that?
I mean, but did he, was it a coincidence?
Or did he know what to look for in the sky and just be, just watch for something and be like, oh, now I can go to him and tell him I can make it rain.
Yeah, I mean.
Life
so there's nothing about how he did this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he supposedly mixed chemicals up and made it rain. So what he was promised was $1,000 per inch up to 50 inches.
That's what she said.
Did he get 50 inches?
I was waiting for it.
He didn't. It was $10,000. So.
Oh, so he's not real greedy.
No.
He doesn't want to go all the way.
What they did is on January 1st, 1916, he, along with his brother, built a tower to contain the chemicals they had mixed up at the Marina Reservoir and let the chemicals evaporate into the air. Rain started 5 days later and did not stop. By January 10th, severe rains had drenched San Diego. More rain fell between January 14th and 18th. The river flooded, washed away bridges and railroads. Then January 27th, the dams overflowing, washing away houses, roads, everything else. And then the lower Otay Dam broke and caused a massive flood that claimed 20 lives.
Wow.
So he was paid $10,000.
Like
pretty much.
I hold that this man is just sheer coincidence.
Do you know how much damage the floods caused? And that times money?
Over $10,000?
$3.5 million.
Yep.
Wow.
In 1915?
In 1915 money.
We could say that
that's a lot of jing.
His payment was a drop in the bucket.
He never got paid, and
top shelf.
Because of all the damages, the city council refused to pay him. He fought them in court until 1938. The courts decided that the rains were an act of God, and he never got his money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's sad.
That would be interesting to hear the court say, no, it was God, not you.
Well, act of God in a secular sense versus.
Yeah, versus man-made.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually, they should have said, it's from the Earth Mother. Please get it right. April.
All right.
Did you need me to laugh at that?
I just wondered if you were still with us.
Just, you need me to laugh at
some validation.
Some kind of
she never laughs at my jokes. I've come used to it. Usually I just like to know that she's paying attention.
All right. So I was going to say before we whip out our collective tinfoil hats, but it seems like we're already there. I'm leaping to conclusions. We do have a few facts that need to be understood about HARP. So first and foremost, the project and its participants reportedly strove for openness. So all these activities on the site are, you know, it's being logged and it's all publicly available. And this practice remains in use by the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which currently heads HARP. Furthermore, despite government involvement and all the associated secret squirrel activity, we would expect scientists without security clearances, and even foreign nationals were routinely allowed to visit that were routinely on site to participate in the daily functions and even key research at HARP. So not something that you would see. Additionally, HARP hosts an open house annually. So they, you know, if you're a civilian, you can go in, you can tour the entire facility. They do that once a year. Scientific results obtained by HARP program are also routinely published in major research journals written by university scientists and United States Department of Defense research scientists. So,
I mean, it sounds to me like they're doing everything they can to show, transparency.
I think they're trying, yeah, they're trying to show that their activities are benign.
Legit. And not, you know, world ending.
Right.
It's world ending.
No, it's not. All right, so that's it when it comes to Harp, right? That there can't be more, can there? Surely, with such blatant openness about the project, that would be enough to quell the conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura. Well, not quite. So even our writer, the fabulous Zach, who is often the skeptic of the group, can stop and realize that such public assurances mean little when given by the government, because everybody hates the government. Results could very easily be withheld from the public with no way to verify. The presence of foreign nationals and directed tours hardly quells concerns of secret projects which might be underway in a hidden or closed off parts of the facility. And we know, quote, but they let civilians tour the whole facility once a year, eh? Meh?
Christopher, Jesus Christ.
What? You're so mean to me.
I'm not mean to you.
Just let me do me, babe.
Okay.
Hey. I'm going to do me.
Okay, do you.
Remember, the tours are guided because you are going to get those people. They're just like, what's this button do? And only once a year allows individuals to sanitize their workstations and simply put on display non-sensitive programs underway at HARP. Just because it's not visible doesn't mean it's not there. This is true. But, I mean, if that were the case, then I assume individuals that think that way live very, very stressful lives.
I live a very stressful life.
I know. I know you do. I'm here to try to be that little bit of de-stressor for you, babe.
See, you're the opposite of HARP.
LARP?
HARP?
LARP.
HARP.
LARP. That's what I am. I'm LARP.
Okay. So, all right, everyone. Let's not take that as a saying that there absolutely is something nefarious or secret going on at HARP. Because it is. But.
Oh, my God. Will you stop freaking people out? So. It's simply just.
We're all going to die.
Shut up.
We're all going to die from HARP.
It's the Alex Jones of the podcast.
Listen. Okay. No, fuck this. Okay. So I'm going to go off script because I don't often subscribe to the conspiracy theories. Like, I'm usually one of the ones that's like, no, that's some bullshit. Like, Betty and Barney Hill just wanted to have sex in the woods. I'm that person. But HARP, you are telling me right now that you think that it only does exactly what we've talked about. Like, it only does those very limited things. Not limited.
Well,
I don't want to say limited.
Why couldn't it? I mean, why?
I'm sure it could. It could probably do a lot more. P.S., why did they put that motherfucker in Alaska?
I don't know, maybe it's the best place to do it.
I mean, remember the name. It is auroral. So, aurora borealis. I mean, northern lights, looking at, you know, the ionosphere. Solar winds, all that. I mean, you're not going to see that farther south, CONUS. You're just not going to. You've got to be in those northern areas. And
not to mention Alaska. Alaska is like very widely, like, not inhabited.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're not going to have interference from giant ass cities.
Exactly.
See, now you're trying to get accurate measurements.
If you're trying to get accurate measurements of how the Earth naturally, how the ionosphere naturally is, it's not going to do you any good to be in an area that's polluted or diluted by tons of pollution or shit. Just being up in the air that's going to throw off your findings.
Right.
You're
going to want to
be in a place that's secluded.
Right, because think about it. If you think about radio frequencies, so if you're someplace that, I mean, think about it, you know, whenever, I don't know, like, okay, so I know in the morning, like, when I'm driving and there's a radio station I'll listen to. Well, sometimes I can't get it because there's another radio station coming in over top of it because just frequency noise is just too much. So if I'm trying
to
measure
AM
time,
radio.
Not okay, sometimes. But at any rate, hey, sometimes I can catch the end of, what's that show that I love? I can't think of the name of it. It just dropped out of my head.
Be Young and the Restless?
No.
General Hospital?
No.
Days of Our Lives?
No.
Coast to Coast.
Sometimes I can pick up Coast to Coast. But, so if you think about it and you have all that noise, if you're trying to study with, like, radio frequencies, you're not going to want to put that someplace where you've got, like, cell towers and, you know, all kinds of transmissions happening because then you're polluting your data and, you know, whatever else you're trying to do. So.
Well, I guess that would depend on the frequency you were using.
Yes. I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm completely sold about, I don't know, I can't put my tinfoil hat on just yet on this one.
I think you're trying to search for something that's not there.
I think we're going to Alaska. We're
going
to see for ourselves.
We're going on an Alaska cruise.
We're going to Alaska.
We're going
to see for ourselves.
All right, so before April derailed us, let's get back on track here. So surely, with such blatant, I'm dumb. Sorry. I'm just going to re-say it again. Damn it, this is what you did to me.
Well, that's, maybe it's Harp doing it to you.
Oh my God.
I keep hearing little squelches.
Oh Lord.
Those are the demons.
Fucking Harp. Look at Ghost right now. Look at him. Being affected by Harp. He's looking at me.
Either that or, I mean, didn't you just shave his balls last week? I mean,
God damn it. How did we get to this?
No, I didn't shave his balls last week, but he was just giving them a real good bath. So maybe it's something else.
So it's simply just a plausible reality that there are sensitive projects underway, which are actively kept from public view. And for that reason, plus a trail of breadcrumbs, which can easily feed one's confirmation bias, aka April, conspiracy theories abound when we talk about HARP. We'll start with some of the more, quote, off-the-wall theories surrounding HARP, then ideally try to meet in the middle here before we reach our conclusion. So, I'm going to need you to take off the tinfoil.
I'm just going to read the script because you guys are all just apologists. It's fine.
Apologists?
Oh, man.
Your government hacks.
According to some,
we've gone from you and I like totally pushing the Betty and Barney Hill to being apologists.
Yeah.
You're just government
lackeys. Maybe HARP is a way to try to contact the aliens. To find out what really happened for Betty and Barney Hill. Justice.
Well, I want to know what they're saying to them. I want to know what they're saying. What are you sending to them?
They're sending pictures of dick pics.
They are sending dick pics. Why are we sending dick pics? Don't I get to say what we get to say to the aliens?
so before you continue.
Too late. It was already sent.
Me and April were discussing at dinner.
Aren't they always?
I was saying that I was interested to see what, like, government's going to look like when our kids' generation gets into that age, like, gets into government. And she informed me that she believes that all legislation will just be memes. And so I think it won't be too long before we're sending to aliens trying to contact them are just going to be pick fucking memes.
I mean, you see that, but, like,
I showed you my penis. Please respond.
See, I think that communicating in memes is actually a throwback to the Egyptians and, like, one symbol could be a whole sentence, a paragraph. It can give so much more information in such a more concise manner.
I'd say that's more emojis than memes, but I see, I can, you know, scoop what you poop.
I like the GIFs.
You like it.
You like GIFs?
I don't know.
GIFs. Sure. I like them.
I've seen some pretty good memes. And I'll tell you, if that's what we're sending out to space, we're telling the aliens a little bit about how we live here. I don't know,
Whoa.
April, I sent you that one. I sent you that one about the good dick, so.
I just,
I couldn't
everything.
She looks confused right now.
I don't know. But I did send you a GIF of a Hitachi magic wand just a few minutes ago.
You know a GIF is spelled
J-I-F,
considering that's how it's spelled.
So did you know that GIF, which stands for graphic information file, mm-hmm. is actually pronounced GIF, just FYI.
Okay, so why is the peanut butter J-I-F?
Because it's also pronounced GIF. But specifically...
Why is it called Jiffy Lube?
Christopher, I'm going to kick you out.
Because it's done in a jiffy.
Yes, but it's spelled J-I-F-F-Y.
Maybe it's spelled G-I-F-F-Y. They just won't let you read it because they know you're too dumb to read it correctly.
I'm going to send you so many hieroglyphics and let you know how I'm feeling right now.
I'm just going to enjoy my Hitachi wand upstairs by myself.
That was really harsh.
Who's the real winner here?
I mean, if you're going to do that, then I'm just going to play some video games afterwards.
Who's the real winner?
Well, I mean, that's dependent on you.
I think April's winning. April, I think you're winning.
I'm winning.
Hashtag Tiger's blood.
Winning. Hashtag winning.
Okay. According to some, HARP is a tectonic and atmospheric influencing device, a.k.a. weather control weapon, some being me. Given the brief overview we've all been given, with all this talk of radio waves and ionospheric transmissions, we could certainly draw such conclusions following the use of scary and technical terms, right? No, that's not why. The late Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez claimed that the site was used to create the 2010 Haiti earthquake, while former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura, oh my Jesus Christ, he worked it in. Jesse Ventura claimed HARP was a mind control device, but is there any real credence to such theories and accusations? Yes. Carrie, what do we know?
You need to educate yourself on how weather works, okay?
You need to educate yourself on how HARP works.
I'm going to need you to educate yourself.
I give two fucks about how the weather works. I give a shit how
HARP works. For it to be weather
we're
affecting
living
the
in
life,
an
you
illusion.
Need to know how weather works.
Nothing matters.
We're hurtling through space. Just on this rock with our meat suits on.
We're trying to control the weather. We're getting ready to re-enter the 20s. Dadaism is alive and well. Everything's an illusion.
Yes, we're all just projections.
Yeah,
all living in a dream.
Well, by the program's own admission, they have conducted research into extraterrestrial HF radar echoes. And recovery of the ionosphere following solar flares and geomagnetic storms.
I believe that. I believe all
that.
I believe they made a movie about that, didn't they?
Hmm?
Geostorm?
Brother. Wasn't it a car?
A car?
No, that was just
a Geo. Yeah, just Geo.
Geo Metro.
We used to ride around in one in high school.
Yeah, we did. Storm. It's called a Geostorm.
You're not allowed to drink before shows.
Motherfucker,
anymore.
It was called a Geostorm.
Hey, listen, I just want to go on record to say that I am not drinking tonight. Woohoo! Like, this is like the first time, so I am not drinking tonight. It is not me.
They also investigate the effect of ionospheric disturbances, underground imaging, and the production of high-density plasma clouds in Earth's upper atmosphere. Sounds compelling, doesn't it? Perhaps even more so when we delve into a bit more into plasma cloud generation. Honestly, no, it doesn't. Sorry, folks, but even when addressing the creation of plasma clouds in the ionosphere, the addressing how they affect weather, a little digging tells us there's just not much in the realm of valid concern here.
Right, so the plasma clouds.
Plasma clouds.
Plasma clouds, which many conspiracy theorists draw their attention to, have thus far measured only 9 by 10 to like the fifth power free electrons per centimeter cube, and the plasma produced is incredibly cold. So the, quote, weather they're meant to impact is actually space weather and refers to behavior of radio waves and frequencies as they hit the ionosphere. So, It's all lies. What the clouds allow researchers to do is potentially intercept radio communications and frequencies and then redirect them more accurately than they would if they hit the ionosphere. So think of it more like somebody trying to create another metaphysical layer to our global atmosphere. To this point, there just really isn't much in the way of hard or even suggestive evidence which gives credence to these grandiose accusations that HARP is some massive weather-controlling, tectonic plate-shifting, mind-control device meant to allow some super-secret shadow government, hashtag Illuminati, control over the entire world. So, sorry.
I'm suggesting it.
I know you are, and I just, you know, usually I can get on board real quick, but for some reason with this, I just cannot. Is
I'm
there
sleeping
some,
in a guest bedroom tonight.
Is there
hashtag
some shit going
Jesse
on
Ventura
there that,
2020.
No, but I mean, is there some shit going on there that probably we don't know about? Yeah, for sure. I mean, that happens, you know.
National
many
security.
Places where, yeah, I mean, but I don't know if it's to the extent that you're going here, April. I don't know. I just can't get on board yet.
Will you...
That's all right. I have Jesse Ventura's support, and that's all I need.
She's trying to, like, tickle me with her nails.
April, if I was drinking, I'd probably be on board with you. If I was drinking tonight, I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Come on,
right.
Light it up, girl.
Die. Let me go crack a cold one real quick, and by the time the show's over, I'll be on the same page.
Why are you spanking me?
Because you won't leave me alone. Stop trying to tickle me.
Stop spanking me. This isn't the 1950s.
Why don't you get the freshest coffee?
Christopher's smacking me.
Oh, my God. All right, so we've dispelled. Oh, my God. Stop touching me.
It's HARP, babe. It's HARP.
It's not HARP.
It's HARP.
It's the margarita you drank earlier. Is that what you're calling
myself.
HARP?
I can't control myself.
No more margaritas before shows for you.
It's not the margarita. HARP is controlling her mind.
Yeah, right.
What she wants you to think.
Yeah, it's fucking HARP.
So we've dispelled the most absurd conspiracy theories, April, and addressed what effectually the well-accepted narrative about what HARP is. Now, where's the part where we meet in the middle? Hashtag, oh my sweet Jesus.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm going to get the paddle.
That's it. That's where we meet in the middle.
Oh, yes. Sweet Jesus. Jesus. It's Jesus.
Jesus wouldn't approve of HARP. Oh. We're playing God.
Oh, my God. Where's the part we meet in the middle? So before you grab your torches and pitchforks, you know, somebody stop this woman. Get this woman out of here.
I'm legitimately just sitting here.
You are trying stop trying to tickle me with your nails.
For some reason, I don't believe that.
You believe who? Me or her?
Me.
I don't believe that she's just sitting there.
Yeah. Thank you. At least I have one person on my side.
Jesse Ventura is on my side.
Oh my God. Sure. Why not? Before you grab your torches and pitchforks to go after our writer, Zach. Can't even look at you right now. Let's come to the common ground. Common ground to understand that, despite government assurance, it's very well likely that it is true that highly sensitive, controlled, and secretive projects are taking place under the HARP mantle. We can give that, you know, assumption.
Oh, suddenly we're all on board, huh?
We're on board with the idea that there's stuff going on there that we don't know about. Not necessarily that they're doing stuff to control the weather, to destroy mankind, to rebuild it in, you know, the Illuminati's image.
I didn't say shit about the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's where you're headed.
I'm not. I don't
so,
think that's a real
hey,
thing.
Hey. I'm going to need you to listen. So, remember, control over the program wasn't handed over from the U.S. Air Force to the University of Alaska Fairbanks until 2015. And the facility didn't start hosting open tours until then, too. That's more than 20 years of direct government control over the program, with the limited public oversight beyond what they say they had in place. So what then? Well, let's reach for our regular hats that aren't made out of tin foil. With one tin foil clip on the bill, we can make that compromise and apply some basic reasoning with a healthy heap of skepticism.
I have a question.
I probably don't have an answer because my guess is it's going to be a question that's just way, way out there.
It's not. It's totally not. Have you ever seen Resident Evil?
Yeah. I have all the movies.
Are you talking about
the movies or the game?
No. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. First of all, so what? Where did the bad guys go in Resident Evil?
Bad guys, as in
like the labs
Umbrella?
And shit. Where did the Umbrella? How did that work?
Umbrella Corporation was.
It was underground.
Underground. It was in an underground lab.
Underground, you say?
Yeah.
So the on the top of it, it just looked like a normal house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Like a normal.
There was an elevator that took them down.
Like a normal facility. Yeah. Tell me more about how HARP was relinquished and now the government just gave up the use, you know, and then.
So you're saying that the government is operating HARP underground and doing all these crazy things? And it's just the top part is like a front.
I didn't say anything. I just wanted to know if you guys had seen Resident Evil.
She might have some brain damage. Too many readers.
I think she drank too much tequila.
As we know, by admission from participants of HARP, that the program sought to understand the ionosphere and create methods to mitigate the chaotic nature of its impact on telecommunications. Mm-hmm. In short, we knew that the program meant to improve our communication capabilities across the globe, as well as mapping tools and sensing station. There's a host of things these tools could also be used for, and without going for the easy, where's the oil in the Middle East route, think about the implications. It's all about the implications. The U.S. may very well have been secretly developing a means to accurately map out every other country's geographic, topographical features, including underground facilities. Oh, God.
Just keep going. Keep going. Don't let that idea sink in. You just got to run past it. Wave at it while you're just going down the road.
Keep it moving.
She looks like she has to poop right now.
So rough. Okay. The sheer implications of the U.S. knowing where every underground Russian silo are is enormous and come with a terrifyingly chilling conclusion if the worst ever came to pass between the U.S. and Russia. Well, terrifying for the Russians, not necessarily for us. But remember, the tools the government can use on its enemies can also use on its own citizenry. Yes.
I can't even.
Well, okay.
Can't even.
Nope, never mind. It's not appropriate.
Yeah, probably best to keep that one to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Furthermore, the effectual control of ionospheric impact on telecommunications could also potentially give the U.S. the ability to deny an entire geographical region reliable communication. That means no radios, no satellite phones, potentially no cell phones, and outright denial, or, at the very least, heavily degraded access to the internet. If you thought mapping out every underground facility in the world was terrifying, imagine having the ability to turn off an entire country from the whole world. It'd be a technological dark age, and its repercussions are enough to give even our writer goosebumps.
Boom.
So there it is. I mean, that's, you know, another research facility that we will never know what really goes on.
We should definitely do an episode on Plum Island. I think that is so interesting.
Plum Island. So my thing with the the whole conspiracy theories around HAARP. So if you think that every facility that is trying to pave the way into us learning new things in fields that we don't know everything, that there's a nefarious reason behind it, you're probably going to go insane. Or you're never going to leave your house, or you're going to have an underground bunker created so you can live in it, just waiting out the nuclear apocalypse. Never have a happy moment. I mean, that's not to say that some things couldn't be used for nefarious reasons, but to think that everything is, I think, is a bit out there.
Okay, so here's where I'm coming from.
Down the road?
Yeah. Down the road. In fact, actually, so far down the road that it's like, what the?
Are you a few counties over?
It's like the 1940s, 1950s. That's how far down the road I am. Do you think that our government, in the history of our government, has done things? Science has had these types of facilities where they have done top secret research that the public either would not have supported or would have been terrified by if they knew of in the past.
Are you talking about the Manhattan Project?
I am.
Oh, I
among among that. Others, among others. So,
oh yeah, that
it's like
all
once
the time.
A teacher. Right, it's like once a cheater, always a cheater, right? So if they were doing that in the 1950s, what makes you think for 1 second that everything that they do is completely above board now, and that they wouldn't have secret facilities? Which is a hilarious conversation for you and I to be having right now.
I am not one to say that everything that like facilities like this are completely on the up and up, and everything that they say is what they do. But I draw the line at them, at the idea that a facility such as this is secretly trying to cause a worldwide extinction.
I agree that that is on the probably on the extreme half of the perspective of the, you know, the whole perspective of this facility in general. However, I will say that if not this facility, if this facility is not the one that's doing that, one of them is somewhere. 110%, the U.S. government has an exit plan for every single scenario.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all like the U.S. government, military, however you wish, defense contract places, where however you wish to define them, is always looking for new ways to get an upper hand on everybody else.
Well, to defend and protect. And when I say defend and protect, I don't mean defend and protect all of us. I think in a perfect scenario, the U.S. government would be able to protect as many of its citizens as humanly possible, but that's never going to be within the realm of rational thinking that everyone would survive a mass casualty event. So in that, there has to be some sort of a contingent for us to not only have enduring survivability after a mass casualty event, but then to also alter the course of events in our favor in some respect. Whether that be
aliens,
whether that be guiding asteroids from one place to another, like shielding certain parts of the U.S. and then possibly pushing them off. I don't know if that's something that HAARP would do, but possibly. Whether that would be creating weather, if that is such a thing, you know, that can happen, I think it can. But if we can do that, then perhaps that. Influencing the way that the Earth moves, absolutely. Like some scientist somewhere, just like the Manhattan Project, has thought of all of these things, and we have probably tried all of them.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how they get, that's kind of how they do their shtick. They come up with crazy ideas and say, "How can we get to this?"
All right, so I'm gonna jump into the deep end here. What if it's not just U.S.? Okay, so all right, April, you've led me down the path. I'm right here with you, and I'm thinking. And what about the Bilderberg group?
Oh, for sure.
Every year, okay? So 100%. We've got, you know, the creme de la creme, the elite of all time meeting every year.
Show on them, too.
Secret meeting. North America, Europe. I mean, can't really get behind the notion of something like, you know, just a U.S. government thing when you're talking about doing something that would, you know, destroy the world and then make us rebuild it, and they can build it in whatever way that they want to. But when I think about things like Bilderberg Group, I'm not so sure that you may be that far off. I mean, okay, admittedly, tinfoil hat. But, you know, what the fuck are they talking about every year? Right?
Yeah. The Rothschild, all those guys.
It's a giant orgy. What are you talking about? They're not talking about anything.
Well, you've also got something Grove. What is it? Coconut Grove? Not Coconut Grove.
It has, like, all the high-profile celebrities and stuff at it.
Yeah, and it's like a summer camp for them.
It's, like, in California?
Yeah, it's something Grove. And maybe we should do a show on that as well. But it's these groups that have these high-powered individuals. Like, we'd be crazy to think that somewhere on this earth, probably in multiple places on this earth, there aren't people that are trying to influence the future of our world in this way.
That's why we need to get up. We need to get to Mars. Plant some crops.
Bohemian Grove,
that's it. Yep.
They sing Queen songs all day.
They don't. Mama. There's actually a lot of speculation about some of the things that they do in Bohemian Grove, but...
Well, Christopher's boy ran up on them.
Yeah, he did. And he got arrested, I think, for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones ran up on him.
Why is it... I hate Alex Jones. Why is he my boy?
That's your boy.
You're the one with the conspiracy theories here all show long. Why is it your boy?
That's your boy.
I think he's an asshole. He's a giant douchebag who's ruined people's lives.
All right,
I'm gonna stretch this a little bit further. So take something like Bilderberg Group, right? So you've got the wealthiest, the elite of the elite. And then you've got facilities like this that are no longer run by government, but are run by academia. Well, where does academia get its money from, right?
Students.
Well,
besides
so many different
students.
Tuition.
But you see where I'm going here. I mean, you've got, you know, grants, and you've got, you know, basically the king's largesse that comes down into academia. Yep. You know, you've got, I mean, wealthy people finance shit all the time, if anything, just to get their name on a building on campus someplace. So, I mean, who's to say what kind of funding is coming from where? I mean, I know those things are like public record, but I mean, if you, you know, you really would probably have to trace it, or maybe just plain in sight. I mean, wouldn't be odd for, you know, some wealthy financier to give a couple million here to the University of Alaska, right?
No. In,
well, for sure. And then also you have to think about the fact that there are a ton of government projects that hide themselves within academia as well. I mean, for Christ's sakes, Johns Hopkins has a wealth of government programs that is underneath its actual, like, its academic institution.
Johns Hopkins also has a history of doing sketchy ass shit.
Yeah, for sure. Working with the CIA and doing everything else. Yeah, like, that's not a that's like a gray screen, basically. You know, there's a lot of government programs that go under these academic institutions just because it looks like it's an academic institution instead of being a DoD program.
Well, I think we have had a fantastic show. I think before we spend an entire 2-hour segment washing ourselves with conspiracy theories, maybe just leave a little mystery.
Okay. All right. Well,
if nobody stops this train, it's literally going to go on all night.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we're really just
the rabbit hole can go as deep as you want it.
Yeah, that's true. Here's, like I said, those deep dark places on YouTube.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say that I think wraps it up. HAARP is not definitely not some kind of sketchy government program.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. Concur.
Right.
More to
Which means that it could be.
Right. Concur. And I think that I was going, you know, all the way over to the extreme, just in the interest of being extreme and taking an extreme counterpoint. But it's happening somewhere.
In some poor mother's basement.
Yeah, right.
That was definitely happening in a mother's basement.
I mean, that's how we get superheroes.
Maybe just some advice. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yep. Follow
Ian Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Yeah.
The scientists were so preoccupied with whether they could, they didn't stop to think if maybe they should.
Just a sexy man, Jeff Goldblum. Jesus Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Is
you
know, man. Is he
He's
a man?
From Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, home of them lean, lanky fellows.
Yeah. You know what I hear is really good in Pittsburgh?
What?
The wieners. God, would I ever love a Jeff Goldblum wiener.
All right, that's it, folks.
So, hope you've enjoyed
it. So, yeah.
April, are you going to be posting these fun links that people can to the Facebook page?
Someone is. I'm going to go back to bed.
I can do it.
I'm going to go back
go
to sleep.
Go sleep it off. Go sleep it off. I'll do it.
Yeah, she needs to. That Rita hit her hard. So, yeah, we're going to put some fun links on the Facebook page if you wish to do a little bit of digging for yourself, you know, or maybe just, you know, go watch Jesse the Body Ventura.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go cuddle in bed with these puppies. I'm going to watch Jesse Ventura until I fall asleep. It's going to be glorious.
I mean, whatever makes you happy, babe.
We will get the upcoming schedule posted, hopefully later this week. And be back next week for To the Stars Academy
next
of
week
Arts
is
and Science.
I think next week is...
To the Stars Academy of...
Arts and sciences.
Oh,
yes,
so
it is.
Okay, so in 2 weeks is the I take over the show.
In 2 weeks, you take over the show, and you're going to talk about WoW. And I don't know if you want me on that show or not. I assume that I will just get in the way.
Probably.
Okay. Well.
But it's very appropriate that is the time because WoW Classic is coming out. I think right about that time.
Well,
we planned it that way.
I bet you didn't.
Fantastic.
You'll never prove it.
Yep.
Chris has taken over.
I'm excited.
It's gonna be called.
I'm gonna drink heavily, and then I'm gonna come down here and I'm gonna heckle you.
Please don't. I don't need you drinking Ritas and then coming in here being like, that's all you do is play your video game. Exactly what she sounds like.
I mean, if only it wasn't true. Anyway, all right, everyone. Well, we will have a set list up, and we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yep, stay freaky and stay geeky.
See you next time.